Hi guys, it's Jade Bolden and welcome to my podcast today. Today we're going to talk about a very special oil and it's called passion. It's a blend that helps your body ignite feelings of excitement and passion and joy. Okay, so it's a blend of cinnamon, damiana leaf, cardamom seed, jasmine absolute, ginger, fractionated coconut oil, vanilla bean, clove bud, and sandalwood wood. So it's one of the oils that help your body counter some of the negative feelings of boredom and disinterest. All right, there's a lot of ingredients here, as you can see, but this oil is actually pretty straightforward. So let me explain it to you. By the way, guys, if you want to look at the handout or read about it, it's on my website, jadebolden.com/passion. Alrighty. So when I first smelt it, it was not very nice to me. And of course, when something is not that pleasant, I always dig in and ask why. And I discovered that it was because I was a workaholic and I was duty bound and I didn't feel like I could play and let go and just be free to explore my passions. And I guess I didn't know if I had any passions. So being the oldest daughter of the family and oldest daughter of the oldest son in our clan, I just felt a lot of responsibility and needed to be practical and sensible. And yeah, so it was just hard for me to let go. I felt like, playing and being joyful was irresponsible. So this oil really taught me to change a lot. So I really appreciated the lessons that it's taught me. So I'll share with you here what it does on the body and the mind and the spirit level, because with essential oils, especially the doTERRA brand essential oils, we have a beautiful opportunity to use pure, potent essential oils for our health. And when you use Mother Nature, you actually help your body, your mind and your spirit simultaneously. Okay, so that's the brilliant part of this. So the first thing here on the list is for body is for energy. So you can apply the passion on the bottom of your feet. You can apply it on your tummy in a regular way for energy, because you can see that we've got cinnamon, we've got ginger, we've got clove. Those oils are really strong against environmental threats such as fungus. And fungus is one of the main culprits in our body that sucks our energy. So when the fungus is killed off, you see how your body can have more energy. But also when your mind is in a more positive space, you have more energy. When you're doing the things that you're meant to do, your heart and your body will sing, okay? And then that will give you more energy. Okay, the next thing here is it helps with libido, balancing libido, all right? So you can apply it on your ankles and your wrists. The ankles are the reflex points for your sex organs. So you can apply it there, and also you can smell it just to help you let go and have fun. When you're de-stressed, you actually allow your hormones to balance. You allow your brains to produce more happy, healing hormones, okay? And that will help with the libido. The next thing here is for digestion. So you can see the ginger and the cinnamon and the cardamom and the clove. They're all very, very good for the digestive system. Okay, so if you don't have, say the digestion, and you have this, you can apply this and it works just as well too. And sometimes this might work better depending on your specific circumstance, okay? Because every health concern is different. Even though you may think, oh, you know, it's another tummy ache, it could be that it's going, that you, there's different pathways that these oils can go through into your body, and it might be the right pathway for the concern that you have. Okay, the next thing here is for lungs and sinus. Okay, so it's fantastic if you can put it in your palms and inhale. Okay, so just put your cupped hands over your nose and mouth and inhale, and it helps open up the lungs and the sinuses. So sinus problems, guys, is related to a gut or a digestion problem. So if I were you, I would put a little bit on the sinus areas, okay, that's on your cheek, every area close to your nose, but also rub it on the tummy. And when your tummy is clear and clean, your sinuses should clear up too. It's very interesting because that's the where the tummy, the stomach meridian is. Alrighty, so it also helps with circulation. You've got some hot oils here. So apply it to your legs, massage it to your legs and to the bottom of your feet. So that's awesome, very easy to do. And of course, your body needs that circulation, that flow to carry the nutrients and the oxygen to different parts of the body. Okay, that's fantastic for immune boosting. I mean, any oil that has clove and cinnamon is very, very powerful against environmental threats. And now we have cardamom and we have ginger. They're like cousins to each other. So that's awesome as well. Okay, and the high frequency oils like jasmine and sandalwood, those help you produce higher energy and helps boost the immune system too. So apply it to your feet daily. If you want to use this instead of On Guard and other oils, it might work just as well for you, okay? Because everyone's different. All right, so the other thing on the body list here is for menstrual support. And it actually is good for women who are menopausal as well. So it's kind of linking back to that hormone balancing part too. Okay, so if you experience any abdomen discomfort, you can apply it on your abs and on your ankles for relief. Okay, so that's what passion can do on a physical level. Okay, so if we go to the mind, passion is the oil of finding your passion. All right, so according to the Emotions and Essential Oils book, the negative emotions that passion helps you shift are as follows. It means you're getting rid of these negative emotions, right? Self-denial, regimented, duty-bound, serious, dull, joyless, dispassionate. So once upon a time, I was the serious mom, and then my husband was the fun dad, right? I wanted the kids to bathe and to be clean and to get the dishes done and all that all the time, and wash up. And so I realized that I needed to balance that energy up. And until when the kids were kind of, they mentioned something, I don't know, but it was just a good clue for me to kind of take it easy and play. I mean, I just wanted to be, I think to myself, oh, when the dishes are done, then I'll be happy. But then I think, why do I have to have a condition on my happiness? I really should be happy at very simple things, about simple things instead of making it difficult for myself to be happy. So this really opened my mind. So the positive emotions that it helps us incorporate are passionate, risk-taking, vitality, inspired, alive, playful, spontaneous, and creative. So remember, guys, if you don't like this smell and if it just, rubs you wrong, it's maybe because you don't feel, inspired, alive, playful, one of these things, or perhaps it's like generational. It's something that your parents have that you've inherited from your parents. It's better if you kind of think about it and just give it the benefit of the doubt instead of denial, because if you are in denial, then you know, it's not going to do you any good, is it? But if you kind of give it a little bit of a ear, you might think, well, maybe this might be me. And then you can change. And when you change, the oils will smell differently to you. And when it smells more pleasant to you, that's a sign that you've made a change. That's how you gauge how well you're doing. Okay, so you're going to be your own judge of how much you've progressed, okay? But we all want to be happy and alive, but some of us have deluded ourselves thinking that we are happy, you know? And we're checking all those boxes, I am happy. But really, your energy, your physical body is telling you, and your mind and your heart is telling you that, you know what, you're not quite there yet. It's not that you're unhappy and you're miserable all the time, but you need a little bit more adjustment. So for me, it was just redefining. I had thought that I was happy. Everyone is well and everyone is healthy. The house is pretty clean. Everything is pretty good. I'm happy, really. So it's taking your happiness up a notch. So just be humble about this, okay? And you'll be able to change and really will find that playfulness and spontaneity and all that. Alrighty, so for mental fog, you know, when you're wound up and you're overworked, sometimes your brain stops working. It doesn't want to do more, and you can't think straight. So if you want to diffuse this in the air and inhale it from cupped hands regularly, that'll help with the mental fog. And like I said earlier, if you can clean out your gut and apply the oils on the bottom of your feet, drink oils, when your gut is healthy, your neurotransmitters in your gut will help you think things through carefully, easily, so you don't have to overthink everything. Okay, you can make quick decisions and things will be much easier. And I promise you that you'll be able to poop more if you can let go of stuff. Let go of old stuff that you don't need anymore. You've gotten enough out of it. Don't, you know, squeeze the life out of every lesson, everything that you do. Hold on to so much stuff. Okay, you'll lose weight. You get more energy that way. You remember stuff. Which leads me to memory support. So diffuse and inhale from cupped hands. So if you feel like you just need help focusing and making connections in your brains, this is a wonderful oil to do that. There's plenty of oils that do that, but this here is another one that can do that. So, you know, shake it up a little bit, change it out, and do this or do that, and see which one your body needs at the time you need it. Everybody's different and we're different at different times, okay? And the next one here is clarifying boundaries and passions. So diffuse and inhale it from cup hands and then say these affirmations. Now you want to adopt new beliefs, okay? Because you're getting the same results, and if you want to change the results, you're going to have to change the beliefs, which change the thoughts, which change the actions, and then changes the results, okay? So, you know, it changes the feelings, which, you know, help you change action, because we act on feelings. Okay, so affirmation is, I allow myself to be alive, creative, and playful. And then I give myself permission to freely express my passions. So for some of you, you just need to sit down and design. What is your ideal day, week, month, year, life, right? Some of us complain about things that we don't like, or we just keep focusing on work first, play later. But we know what work looks like because we do it very well. But we don't know what play looks like. So our subconscious keeps working. At the end of the day, we're drained and we're pooped and we're just like angry with ourselves for not having time to rest and play when everyone else is playing, right? Everyone else can rest. But how come, like, you know, I'm so responsible and I have to do all these things. Okay, so that's our belief, guys. So what you want to do is design play. So at this particular time, I'm going to sew. I'm going to, you know, make my favorite whatever and do whatever. For me, I had to pick up a few new hobbies and try a few things out to see if I like it, because I don't remember playing as a child in the refugee camp. I don't remember playing. And I remembered babysitting and helping with my brother while my mom went out and sold fish and, you know, worked in the garden or whatever. And then as I grew up, I wanted to please my parents by studying really hard and learning English and, you know, at school. And just, you know, I just remembered working in my head a lot and then not really playing. And when I did play, it was very little play with my siblings. I had to go back to doing homework, go back to helping out with the chores around the house. So, you know, as an adult, I had to learn to pause and play, because sometimes in my head I'm thinking, is this productive? Is this getting anybody anywhere, you know? And so it was kind of boring for me. So it's, you know, if you're the same as me, it's time for you to sit down and just explore play a little bit. The other thing too is I had to design my life where I added play to it. So with the life that I live right now, you know, when do I wake up? When do I go to work? I can make all those decisions because I'm not my own boss now. And I have to tell myself when I can and allow to stop and play. Okay. And that's one of the most difficult parts of owning your own business and then calling your own shots. Okay. But you know, life is more than just work. So on a spiritual level, you know, just remember that we all have strengths, likes, and individual areas of interest. And some of us have great potential, but we don't allow ourselves to freely express our passions. So what happens is when many people, you know, the sensible people think that, you know, they have to work first and play later, they get caught up in this self-denial, dull and serious living. And they forget to live. And, you know, even though they're productive and they're doing all sorts of good things, at the end of the day, they don't feel like they're enough, or they don't feel like they've progressed. You know what I mean? So that those are feelings that indicate that you're not satisfied because you're not doing your thing. You're doing too many other things that are good to distract you from that thing that you're meant to do, that you're good at. So I had to identify what I'm good at, and then I thought, you know what, I would totally enjoy life if I had a magic wand. I would totally enjoy life more if I were just to do that. I'm able to do that. So I had to change the false belief that play is unproductive and useless, right? I had to you know, rewrite my belief and tell myself that play is important for my health, for my family togetherness. So that really helped. Okay, so remember, guys, if this oil is stinky, then you know you really have to kind of put your, you know, head down, focus on what it is that you really, 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 really need to do here on earth. Because even if you do a couple of things that you know you must do and really feel good about, and you have the rest of the day off, you feel like you're productive. You've done something. You nailed something, right? So for me, I know that I love energy healing. I love talking to people, doing sessions with people, and helping them figure out some of their false beliefs and releasing emotions that are stuck in there that are unhelpful anymore, helping them rewrite their beliefs. I love doing stuff like that, helping awakening people to themselves, and then helping people just live their passions and choosing their joys. Right, if I can help a couple of people like that each day, I really feel satisfied and fulfilled. And then, you know, I have plenty of time to do other things that I like to do also. But, you know, there are days that I'm running around helping everyone under the sun and everything under the sun. And then I feel at the end of the day still discouraged and felt like I didn't do enough, you know. And those feelings, you know, are great indicators that you're distracted doing good things, okay, but you need to design, you know, what's good and what's better and what's best. And then just make sure you only do the best things and just let the good things go and let the better things go and do only the best. Okay. And just learn to say no to stuff and let people own their own power and responsibility for their happiness. Okay. You find that you don't need to be serious and so self-denying anymore. You actually have the freedom to choose joy and happiness. I think you might not have allowed yourself to up until now. So just consciously choose to live life passionately and give, when you give yourself the opportunity to live fully, then you give license for people to live that way too. So when you're joyful and you're passionate, people will see that, especially your children, and then it will help them find their joy and their passions too. When you tell your kids, go shoot for the stars, you know, fly, and you are grounded and you don't fly, who are you kidding? You know, are they really going to be brave enough to fly, to play, to, you know, live passionately? No. So you need to be the example of that, okay? And the universe will back you up and support you so that you're able to do what you need to do, okay? So release your limiting beliefs that hold you back and down from living passionately. All right, guys. So I have the top 10 uses for passion oil on my website here. You can download. If you are listening to this and you don't have a doTERRA account, contact the person that shared this with you. If that person's me, contact me. And if you don't have anybody, contact me and I'll hook you up with a membership and I'll help you out. Once you get oils, you get me too. And I'll support you in adopting this new lifestyle. Okay, so guys, I hope that through using essential oils and natural solutions, you find more love and light and healing in your life, and that helps you be joyful. Okay, so thank you for spending time with me, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.